We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I got Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech on here today. We're going to be talking about soil health. We're going to be talking about armyworms. We're going to be talking about calf feed. We're going to be talking about fall cover crops and winter forage, rye and true to cow, so don't want to miss out on that. So let's check out some temperatures in our listening area here real quick. 87 degrees at Hollis, 89 at Bessie, 82 at Arnett, 74 at Freedom. Where am I going? There we go. I'm doing, since I had that text message from Tyrone yesterday, did you know there was a town in the Panhandle called Tyrone, Oklahoma?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
I never heard of it. I wonder if he's got any good quail hunting up there.
Probably.
So,
yes.
So we got that. Let's see. Let's go head out here to the Texas Panhandle. 76 degrees at the Paladora Reservoir, 81 degrees at Miami, 87 at Dozer, 92. It's really warm down there at Odell, across the Red River Bridge from Altus. Oh, I need some, if I got any listeners out there know anything, with all that rain you guys been getting in the Panhandle this summer, is the optimum lake full yet? Just curious. It's got to be, you're on, it's got to be fuller than normal.
I don't think it's been full since Noah built the ark.
Probably not. Probably not. They, you know, last year you could see water out there, but I haven't checked on it this year. I want to know what's happening with Lake Optimum. I want to know what's going on out there. Somebody let me know. Have they stocked it with fish yet?
So, probably not.
Yeah, but the wildlife department's a little smarter than what we think there is. I got lots of things going on today with Ken in here. I had a blast at the De La Ranch yesterday. I'm not going to lie. That class, all the classes that I'm, that was my fourth time, I think, out there. And those kids yesterday, whoever gets to hire them or their banker, because some of them wanting to buy ranches and stuff, whoever their banker is, I'm optimistic about those kids I met yesterday. So pretty good deal. Okay, so here's kind of what's going on this week in agriculture in our area, Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Tomorrow at the Cattle Research Station, there will be the Cattle Research Station tour for peanuts and cotton. That tour starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And the hull blasting, though, starts at 2:30 at the research station. So the area peanut farmers in that area, you will see how far out you are with your peanuts from harvest. We're getting close. Hull blasting will start at 2:30. And then the tour, which involves a lot of OSU research people, will be out and talking about peanuts and cotton, and it's an awesome time. So that starts at 5 o'clock. If you don't know where it's at, it's really easy to find. Go to the Fort Cobb Lake, get on the dam, head west, and it's right there on the back side of the dam. If you can't find it, you don't need to be going anyway. You can't find that. Then Tuesday from 9:30 to 11:30. At the Beckham County barn, the Beckham County hull blasting will be going on for the peanut growers out here in Beckham County and Greer County and wherever else. We've got some, I think there are a few in Texas that always bring their peanuts over, maybe. That's next Tuesday, 9:30 to 11:30. And then, Kent, make sure I say this right, at October 9th, registration starts at 7:30, tour begins at 8 a.m. Schultz.
Merlin Schultz.
Schultz, yeah, at the farm there north of Hydro. OSU and the USDA will be out there, and there'll be food there at noon. Then it's Friday and Saturday night, the Sarah Championship Rodeo, begins at 7 o'clock each night. Lots going on. Check out the Sarah Championship Rodeo Facebook page. And matter of fact, I'm going to give a couple of tickets away today. So get your pencil and paper ready, because I got the Taylor Ranch question of the day. And the winner will get the Three Amigos beef sticks. Jimmy was kind of tricky yesterday out there. So he has this big spill he gives on beef and all this other stuff. And whoever got the, there was 26 students out there. So whoever got the question right that he asked, he gave him a beef stick. That's one way to get people to eat your beef sticks, but they're good. So I got Three Amigos, the jalapeno, which is Jesus, and the original, which is Juanito, and the barbecue beef, which is Juanito, Jesus, and Jose. I get them mixed up every now and then, but Jose beef sticks. And then plus I've got a pair of tickets to the Sarah Championship Rodeo, and these tickets are either good for Friday night or Saturday night. And this Sarah Championship Rodeo is brought to you by Lipscomb Dealerships here in Elk City and at Sarah. Ford, GMC, and GM. Let me rephrase that. GM and Dodge. So we got that going on. Kent.
Yes, sir.
Let's go ahead and get started with you. You want to?
Okay.
Let's talk about the six pillars of soil.
Yeah, we added one. So six pillars of soil health for the southern plains. The most important one, in my opinion, is armor on the soil. Keep it covered all the time. We're in a very brittle environment. And so you want to keep the soil surface cooled off as much as you can. Second would be low disturbance. So that means eliminate as much plowing, disking, whatever, chiseling as much as possible. Diversity in plants. So you never want to plant, unless you're planting a cash crop, the off-season crop should be a diverse planting so that you don't wind up with a monoculture, single species planting. You want as many things in that as possible. It's easier to do, you know, outside of cotton or corn or milo, obviously. So, you know, it would be hay grazer type crops, get four or five different grasses in there and a couple of legumes. And then in the winter, it's wheat, rye, triticale, barley, oats. Those are the cereal grains that'll make it here in the winter. And then hairy vetch is a good one to put in there, and a radish, daikon radish, if you want it. We have had trouble in the past with Australian winter peas actually being able to make it here through the winter. Sometimes our winters can be dry and they freeze dry and then don't right. come back.
So would they make it all right if we had moisture?
Yeah, if you had moisture, I think they'd make it just fine, because we had a few years where they made it just fine and then all of a sudden they didn't.
Okay.
And people got tired of wasting their money, and I don't blame them. Living root in the soil as many days out of the year as possible. So the reason for that is so the microbes that live in and around the root system, that's what they live off of, is the energy that root system provides. And then the fifth one would be livestock, where it fits, cattle, sheep, goats, whatever you got. And if you can, cell graze them, tighten them up, and use the manure, urine, and everything they provide to your benefit, and keep the cost down on fertility. And then the sixth one, and I think this is very important also, people sometimes go to the schools and this, that, and the other, especially when they get started and they're really gung-ho about getting started, and they get excited about it, and then they're disappointed in a couple of years because their farm didn't perform like somebody who's been doing it 20 years. Your farm's not going to perform like somebody who's been doing it 20 years. You can't expect miracles. It takes time.
Yes.
And it's constant. It's not a one and done thing where you can just do it one time and it's fixed. You know, it took 50 years to mess it up. You're not going to fix it in one season.
And if you get into it a couple, 2 or 3 years, and then you skip a year, you're starting all over again, correct?
Yeah, you're starting all over again. On my farm, it's been no-till for 20-some years, and I disced here a few weeks ago, and I planted rye and permanent grass with that. And I'm moving my deal to a totally permanent grass system with 5 or 6 different improved permanent grasses. And then in the fall, I will spread rye and hairy vetch, let the livestock tromp it in, and that's my diversity.
Okay.
And then continue to sell graze.
Right.
You know, along. So there's lots of different ways to skin a cat, so to speak. And just because you haven't done it a certain way, there's always room for improvement.
Right.
But the sixth one is context. And don't compare yourself to somebody who's been doing it a long time, because you're not, your farm is not where they are.
Right.
So, anyway, that's the 6 pillars of the soil health.
Well, I can tell you one thing before we go to break. So, you know, I rented that 80 next to me last year, my first year. So I just went strictly in there, no-tilled what was there, treated a cow.
Right.
And then that was the year before last. And then this year, I went in there on one half of it, planted peanuts. Mm-hmm. And then the other half, I put that mix of yours, which was, 3 different Sudan grasses and hemp.
Right.
And then I added some peas to it.
Right.
And I added some peas to that mix. And so the reason why I'm talking about it is that ground is firm. It's hard.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was even hard when we were planting it, the peanuts in it, no-tilled the peanuts in it. And it's going to have to be wet for me to dig.
Right.
I might be digging during the rain. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what that north half is, because I plan to go not next season, but the peanut season after that with peanuts on that north half. It's going to be interesting to see how that ground loosened up with what I had. And this stuff is 6 foot tall, and it's thick, and it's good. And the soil fertility test is going to be interesting too.
Okay, so did you roll that down, or did
I'm
you
getting
it?
Ready to roll it down. Okay. I'm picking my tractor up tomorrow and the crimper, and it's going to get rolled down, and it'll be a few weeks before I can plant it.
Yeah.
You got to let it dry just like you would if you was baling it for hay.
That's right. Yeah, you need to let it dry for at least 14 days this time of year.
It's going to be fun crimping that thing down.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can get my little buddy from over at Delhi to come over and do a drone video on it.
Who is that?
Oh, Brady. So, I don't know, but okay. We got to take, before we take a break, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. And we have a Taylor Ranch question of the day. So you guys ready? I'm going to read it once. And when you, if you want to just play, shoot me a message into the, Fowler Agency text line. 580-225-9697. If you want to win the tickets and the 3 Amigo beef sticks, I need your name, please. And 20 years ago, that cattle with the quality grade of Select made up approximately 40% of the slaughter mix. At the same time, those cattle finishing with the quality grade of Prime made up a little over 2% of the total number. In recent years, we have improved our quality grade of our national cow herd, resulting in a much better eating experience for the consumer. How does the percent of Select fat cattle compare with the percent of Prime fat cattle today? Here's your answers. A, B, C, or D. 30% more Select than Prime. 20% more Select than Prime. C is 10% more Select than Prime, or D, about the same amount of Select and Prime. There you go. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. If you want to send me your guess in, please do. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
You work hard to provide for yourself and your family, and that's why identity theft is so scary. Not only does it pose a threat to your financial well-being, everything you've worked so hard for, but it's also a danger to your family. Even children can be victims. It's not their money thieves go after, obviously, but their social security number. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Act now and save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 12th. 2,534 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 418 brought 490. 11 at 500 brought 415. 4 at 523 brought 417. 23 at 586 brought 390. 15 at 647 brought 375. 27 at 671 brought 386. 16 head of heifers at 417 brought 442.50. 4 at 478 brought 401. 6 at 502 brought 370, 3 at 597 brought 340, 10 at 666 brought 325, 4 at 741 brought 335, 4 at 944 brought 294, butcher cows were 85 to 174, butcher bulls brought 151 to 198, bred cows 1500 to 3700, pairs brought 3050 to 5100, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign call Brendan Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Dozer, Texas. Here's your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 89 degrees, heat index of 88. Humidity's 35, dew points 58. The winds are out of southwest at 10 with wind gusts up to 13. 12 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the month of September. 79 is your 80th soil temperature. In the studio with me right now is Mr. Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech down here on South Main in Elk City. Or not South Main, South Randall.
South Randall.
Yeah. I got it.
It's easier. In Elk City.
It's in Elk City. Just look for the big elevator. Yeah. It's not hard to say. Well, social media, my phone, everybody's talking about armyworms.
I'm sure they are.
Guess what? You hit the nail on the head. You told us last month that, you've said it more than that before, that full moon, the moths will fly. And what happens after the moths?
Well, so you can catch a moth fly on just about any full moon, unless it's freezing, obviously. There's heavier ones than lighter ones, you know. So 10 to 14 days after you see the moth flight, you'll start seeing worms. It's not very hard to know when you're going to have a worm outbreak. It shouldn't catch you off guard.
Exactly.
Just look at the calendar, see when your full moon is, and at night, just turn your headlights on, drive down the county road a mile, see how many moths are in front of or going by your headlights. And if it's a heavy flight, you'll be able to see that.
Or go out into an alfalfa or peanut patch.
Yeah.
They're heavy in the legumes.
Yes. And then just know 10 to 14 days later, you're going to start seeing worms.
Yep.
And it does it every time. It's not, we're not fueling the space shuttle here. It's pretty easy to do that. It's cheap to kill them, and you can pick up the grasshoppers with them if you need to.
Right.
My chemical of choice still is one called Lambda. Goes trade names or Lambda Select or Silencer. There's 20 different ones. You can do it pretty cheap, $1.50 or so an acre for the chemical, and it'll kill them right now.
Okay.
It's good for 10 to 14 days unless you get a rain or you irrigate across. If that happens, you're starting over.
Right.
But they're not going to continue to come out of the woodwork on you. They have a hatch. They'll emerge from the egg 10 to 14 days later, and then they're done till the next one.
Yeah.
So the last one was September 7th. Here we are, you know, on the 17th.
And we got worms.
There you go, 10 days later. The next one is going to be October 6th, the next full moon. You'll have another moth flight then, unless we get some kind of weather event that kills them.
Right.
You know, but it's going to have to be freezing to do that. So October, early October will probably be the last one we have for this year that matters, but we need to keep an eye on them, absolutely.
Okay, so a few questions for you to carry on this conversation on army worms. I notice a lot of people on social media is posting about their yards, but I've seen them out in people's Bermuda fields where they got their cattle, the army worms are crawling up water tanks and all that other stuff. If the army worm, grass and crops are two different things with army worms, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So if you got army worms, let's say in your yard right now, and they're going to town, spray them, kill them, and is your yard going to be okay? Do you need to do any preventive stuff for next spring or what?
No, it'll be fine. You're not going to be able to use Lambda on your lawn.
Okay. Okay.
It's a restricted use product. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Get with a lawn care guy and pick a chemistry of choice that will work. Malathion comes to mind, but there's probably others in the lawn care that has the correct label so nobody gets sued, okay?
Yeah, always read your labels.
Always. Call a lawn care guy for that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Bermuda grass pastures or wheat or small grain pastures that are just now really emerging, starting to emerge here and there. They're going to come out of the grass corners and out of the bar ditches and stuff like that. Lambda at that point would be fine.
Okay. Why can't you use your Lambda on the yard? If I had a license, could I not use it on my yard?
You're off label.
You're off label.
So you're setting yourself up for a lawsuit.
Probably ain't good for the kitty cats and the dogs.
There you go.
Yeah.
For the kids.
Yeah.
You know, all that.
What about wives? No. I'm kidding, ladies.
I'll leave that alone.
May
not be good for your marriage.
You can
kill the favorite cat.
I know. So Lambda is good for grasshoppers also in your fields.
Yeah, you'll pick up the grasshoppers with this. So the easy way to do it, to think about it, is 2.5 ounces per acre or basically 50 acres per 1 gallon jug.
Okay.
Get a surfactant in there at 4 to 6 ounces. Use a 10-gallon spray rate. And when you make your first pass, when you come back with your second pass, whatever was in the first pass is dead or dying already.
Okay.
It's going to do it right now. So yeah. It's a good product, and it's reasonably priced.
Well, and so on the, for lawns example like I was talking about, there's just, even if they look like they've ate her, the good thing about Bermuda grass, I'm guessing, you correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm guessing here, like Bermuda grass, it's deep rooted.
Right.
It's not a crop that per se, like a peanut or an alfalfa. I mean, alfalfa is deep rooted. They'll just go to town on it and eat it. But basically, it'll come back.
Yeah, it'll come back. I don't go out this time of year and load it up with a bunch of nitrogen fertilizer and stuff like that, because what you don't want to do is get that grass really rapidly growing and then get a hard freeze on it.
Okay.
You want to let it get set up so that it can overwinter itself and not damage it coming out of the winter next spring.
Okay. One question off the text line here. Will anything you spray for armyworms, will it affect quail or turkeys if they eat the dead grasshoppers or worms? That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know.
Read the label.
I've never heard of anybody killing quail or turkeys doing that.
Right.
I don't think you could, at a 2.5 ounce rate per acre, I don't think that they could get enough in their system to hurt them.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I had my peanut sprayed twice this year, this summer, with that. And, I got quail running out my ears. Yeah. I mean, so if it has affected them, I can't tell.
Yeah. My guess would be no.
Right. Yeah. On Lambda.
Right.
Yeah. At that rate,
right.
There's some other stuff out there. That's why you got to read your labels.
Yeah. But I mean, really and truly, you think about it, what you're buying is dead worms and dead grasshoppers. So do you want to spend $1.50 or do you want to spend $10 or $12?
Right.
I mean, you're buying a dead worm or a dead grasshopper. That's what you're buying. So how much do you want to spend on a dead worm or a grasshopper? As little as possible.
Yep. Got any more questions? The Fowler Agency text line is wide open, 580-225-9697. So far, about 12 people have sent a text in and nobody's got it right.
I guessed it right.
You guessed it right, but you sell it there. Had another farmer and rancher from down there, Greer County. We need a cheap recipe for success.
A cheap?
Cheap
recipe
for success on army worms. I think everybody's got the same yard or... I keep seeing this picture with army worms.
Oh, yeah.
So that, all right, I'm going to read this question, the Taylor Ranch question of the day, one more time. Come on, somebody can get it right. Listen carefully, because this is a long question or a long statement, so I don't want to have to repeat it. 20 years ago, fat cattle with the quality grade of Select made up approximately 40% of the slaughter mix. At the same time, those cattle finishing with the quality grade of prime made up a little over 2% of total number. In recent years, we have improved our quality grade of our national cow herd, resulting in a much better eating experience for the consumer. How does the percent of Select fat cattle compare with the percent of prime fat cattle today? A, 30% more than Select than prime. 20% more Select than prime, C, 10% more Select than prime, or D, about the same amount of Select and prime. Correct question coming up later, or answer coming up in the show, 580-225-9697. And Donnie, you got it wrong again. He guessed twice. You got two more choices. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Be right back after this Taylor Ranch break.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, It was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant your fall cover crops and set your fields up for success. We have the seed that you need to protect and enrich your soil all season long. And remember, we are a proud Livestock Nutrition Center authorized dealer. Feed that keeps your herd healthy and strong. Stop by or call us today and get everything you need. SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City, Oklahoma, and follow us on Facebook.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Why you give me that look, Kent? It was just a thought. All right, here's your weather, ag weather update from northwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big city of Camargo on the north side of the bridge, headed towards Woodward from Elk City. And my cousin lives there. 82 degrees, feels like 84, dew point 64, humidity's 53, the winds are out of the east at 10 miles an hour, 48 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 78 degrees, sunset 743, chance of rain today, 50%, 86 for a high, tonight, 40% chance of rain, 62 for a low. And tomorrow, rain showers likely, 60% chance, 84 for a high, and winds will be out of the north. How about that? What about these weather this year, Mr. Kent Watkins?
Well, I'm glad to see that it's started raining again.
Man, this is all right.
Yeah, my farm, I was looking at that at the end of last month, and we had already had like 32 inches on
and
the
year. And that's what, 4 or 5 inches above normal?
Yeah. Every bit of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about fall forage crops and cover crops.
Okay. So for the fall on the southern plains, it's going to be in this order. And I'll talk about that a little bit. Your choices are on the small grains will be rye, triticale, barley, oats, and wheat. For For you wheat purists out there, I'm sorry, but wheat is dead last. Rye and triticale and barley run a really close race in all the areas that you want to measure. Okay.
Okay.
So forage, root diversity, rooting depth, wintering ability, all those things that, you know, you can measure.
What about flavor for cattle?
They probably like barley and triticale better than rye.
Okay.
But I had an old man tell me one time, because I was criticizing his Milo stalks that he had grazed out horribly. And I said, they're not going to eat that. And he said, they'll eat that before they eat each other. And I said, okay. Well, there you go.
I can't believe he was criticizing somebody.
Well, it was a guy from down in your country. We were good friends.
So oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, wheat is last. It's even behind oats. It always will be. It's not bred for that.
Okay.
It's bred for grain.
Okay.
And everybody knows, unless you've been living under a rock for the last 3 years, everybody knows cattle is king again.
Yep.
And going to be for the foreseeable future.
Right.
So if I was, you know, going to grow a winter crop.
For grazing.
I would use a diverse mix of those two or three cereal grains. And then add hairy vetch. And if you want to put a radish in there or a tillage radish or a turnip, that's fine. Be careful on the radishes. Seed sale guys will tell you 2 pounds per acre. That's way too much for
Western. That's a lot of radishes.
That's a lot. That's way too much for Western Oklahoma, Eastern.
What do you recommend, a pound?
Half a pound. Because what'll happen is, especially growing, if you have moisture and you've planted it, let's say now, you have a long time before it gets frosted on, and that radish or turnip is going to put out a really big leaf, really big plant. And then whenever it does freeze and those leaves get burned off, you're going to have a hole there where it shaded out the cereal grains, and you're going to have those all over the field. And if you're in sandy ground, it's a good place to
that makes
blow
sense.
And start.
Yep.
So pull your radish or your turnip, pull that right back. On a turnip, I would not plant more than a quarter of a pound, because that's kind of like.
I never thought about that, because those are big leaves.
Yes.
And that's on ground that'll blow.
Well, that's on any ground.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're going to have holes everywhere where you do that.
And now, that's less grazing.
Yep. So then the cattle won't really eat them until they get froze on 2 or 3 times. And after they get froze on, then something changes. Carbohydrates change or the sugars change. And you'll go out there one morning and all of them will just be gone. And the cattle ate them over. Yeah. They eat them like Snicker bars at some point. That's my recommendation for that.
And you got what all you got stock in stock here at Elk City?
I got right now rye and or triticale, hairy vetch, and some daikon radish.
Okay.
I've toned it back over what we used to do because the big time push for the cover crops. I don't want so much a person to put 15 different things in a mix.
Right.
When you know full well 10 of them are going to fail.
Okay.
It's too expensive.
Right.
Everything's too expensive. So go with what you know will work typically.
Right.
And then if you want to add something else, add something else.
Yeah. What about mixing like triticale and rye together?
I do it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, do it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I typically do a 50-50 mix or, you know, whatever a person wants. We can do it however they want.
Yeah. Right.
But that's my recommendations for now. And if we come up with something better, we'll recommend something better. But for now, that's pretty good economical mix.
Okay, I got a scenario and a question for you off the Fowler Agency text line. When is the ideal time to plant triticale, vetch, radish? Question mark. mainly trying to maintain a cover on 62 acres until I can spray Bermuda grass next year, or is there a better cover? Do I need to do a soil test?
Okay, let's start on the back end of that first. Yes, do a soil test to see where you are.
Okay.
Okay, and then that's an okay mix, and plant it now.
Yeah.
The later you get into September, you need to increase your cereal grains, rye, triticale, let's assume those two. You need to increase those about 10 pounds every week. You get delayed past the 15th.
Of October?
Of September.
Of September.
Okay. So you could start out at 50 pounds September 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. And then by now you need to probably be at 70 pounds. I'm just using the 15th as a general date.
Okay.
And by October 1st, you probably need to be closer to 85 or 90 pounds.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to make up for that lack of time to tiller and get the soil covered up.
Okay.
So
as the more seeds, the more cover.
Yep. And then the hairy vetch needs some time to get rooted down so that it doesn't winter burn. It's going to disappear on you in the dead of winter anyway, but you don't want it freeze dry, the root system, and it not come back next spring.
Yeah, because it's last year I put hairy vetch in, on my triticale, and man, it just, I seen it out there. That's all I did was see it.
Right.
And then when it got cold, it was like a grown man. It shriveled up. and then, but this spring, oh my gosh.
Yeah, when you break dormancy in late February, it'll start showing up, and it'll look at that point like a small watermelon plant, and in 2 weeks it'll be vining out there.
Oh yeah, it's pretty to watch.
Yeah, it is.
And the cows love it.
Cows love it until it gets hard.
Right.
And it's great for the pollinators too.
Yeah, very good for the pollinators. Okay, we do have a winner, and I notified that winner for our Taylor Ranch question of the day. And the question was for you guys just joining us: 20 years ago, fat cattle with the quality grade of Select made up 40% of the slaughter mix. At the same time, those cattle finishing with the quality grade of Prime made up a little over 2% of the total number. In recent years, we have improved the quality grade of our national cow herd, resulting in a much better eating experience for the consumer. How does the percent of Select fat cattle compare with the percent of Prime fat cattle today? Answer was D. You guys caught on to my hint earlier. I'm glad you did. D, about the same amount of Select and Prime. There you go. We're taking a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We do brakes, alignments, oil changes, filter services. You know, if it's a fuel filter, air filter, we'll replace the front end parts on alignments, ball joints, tie rods. We don't do any engine work, but we do about everything else. Oil changes is something your car has to have done. There's many choices. We have a lot of repeats just because we take care of them. They come in, we get them out. They don't have to question, worry about if something was bad. Did you check it over? You know, if they call and make an appointment, we get them in and out a little quicker. They can show up. If it happens to be the right spot, we can get them right in and out. If not, you know, say it may be an hour or so, they'll leave it, come back, you know, on their lunch break or whatever. We have a lot of those every day. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
There's some great cattle to be had at Sweetwater. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 6th at 1 p.m., featuring 51 registered age advantage bulls. Also selling 85 top shelf commercial Red Angus AI bred heifers due in January and February, plus 14 registered open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale the first Monday in October. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event, Monday, October 6th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Hobart Farming Garden, Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. I picked the big town of Lone Wolf, America. 90 degrees, dew point 60, humidity's 36. Winds are out of the west. Southwest at 11 miles an hour, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 80 degrees, sunset 7:42, 30% chance of rain tonight, today, 93, tonight 20%, 66 for a low, tomorrow 91 for a high, and 40% chance of rain. I got a question for you off my hotline text line on my phone.
Okay.
This ain't the Fowler one, this is mine. How many pounds of vetch do you plant with wheat?
Not more than 3. We don't see any real difference in growth or in survivability off of 5 than we do 3.
Okay.
But don't waste the money. Just plant 3 and be happy with it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We had a couple of questions come in off the main phone line. How about that? You're a popular guy today.
Yeah.
Well, smile when you say those questions.
Okay, I will. All right. So it said, one question is, will the army worms kill the grass roots? Or just mow it off. Typically, they're just going to mow it off. It's rare that I've ever seen them be able to kill an established stand of Bermuda grass.
Okay.
And then the other one, will armyworms go after a blue stem like they do Bermuda? Yes, they will. And you just see them in the Bermuda grass. You notice them there first because it's easier. But, yeah, they're in the blue stem as well.
Right.
So, yep. Nothing's off limits.
If you don't see them, go out there and put a paper sack down, a feed sack, put something on it so the wind don't blow around. Come back and check it early in the morning.
There you go. That's where they'll
That's the professional way of checking for armyworms.
Right.
Man, feed.
Okay.
We're weaning calves.
All right. So if you're going to wean calves, the best feed out there is LNC's Maxi Gain. It's a foolproof type starting ration, 14% protein, 3% fat. Cattle, little calves, like little bitty sale barn calves who are struggling anyway.
Right.
They'll go to it quick. Now, they don't eat a lot, but right off the bat, but you don't have to beg them to go eat something. They'll go eat it. And I recommend that one. We have the very exact same thing in it by a different name, but it is exactly the same thing because I blend it and I know what it is. I would keep them on there the entire time that you're weaning them, and I would let them have free choice grass hay or pasture if they're in a trap or something, and go from there. But if you'll start with that particular ration, your sickness, you'll notice a, a dramatic drop in the amount of calves that you have to pull to doctor. And the main reason for that is they start eating right away, and it has a really, really good vitamin mineral pack in it that most of the others don't. As a matter of fact, on that particular product, there's 15 different feed components in that. So when somebody says I have a Me Too type product, I have the same thing. Just ask them how many different things are in it. And if they say five or six, then obviously they don't have the same thing. There are 15 different components in it, and we make sure they all get in there.
Well, with that one group of calves, the last 3 years, I've had them on, up until this year, I've had them on LNC from 2 weeks on.
Right.
And then when we get to weaning time with these calves, there's wood under there, okay?
Yeah.
So there's wood under there. I didn't doctor one sick calf.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you'll just give them what they need to get started. I mean, it's all about gut health. If you want to add one more component to that to ensure gut health, I can do that. But just in a load of feed, it's not typically in there, but I add it to some people who really want it, especially sale barn calves. And we can do this in 50-pound bags. We can do it in totes, or you can bring a feeder in. I rent feeders as well.
You got ESP over there? It just come across the text line. Does Kent sell his calf feed in bulk, totes, or 50-pound bags?
Yeah.
And you just said it.
Yeah, and if you want a semi-load, that's going to come out of Quanta.
Okay.
And it's the same exact thing. And we'll just bring it to you, put it in your overhead or put it in your feeders or whatever.
All right. And you're pre-mixing feed here.
We pre-mix feed here. I don't have the ability to do semis yet, but I can do everything else except the semis.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Maxi Gain's good stuff.
I'm not gonna lie. It's really good stuff. Yeah. And it's reasonably priced, where it doesn't blow you out on cost.
Yeah, because even if Maxi Gain was a little bit higher than the competitor, that's okay, because one sick calf will make up for that cost.
Yeah. Really, how many deads do you want to drag off?
Yeah, I don't want to drag any off.
There you go. Especially now.
And that's good. What else you got going on there in the feed store?
Okay, so let's talk about cattle cubes for this winter.
Yep,
we have a winter contract going right now. We can contract Maxi Gain as well, because I've done a bunch of that in the last 2 weeks. The contract time period is October 1 through the last day of March of 26. You can pull it at any time through that period of time. I can lock in a cost of the feed. It'll all be FOB because I can't control the cost of the freight.
Right.
So we'll price the freight whenever you call and actually want to load. The cattle cubes that we have, they're 100% DDG cubes, 3/4-inch cubes. They are 28% protein, 8% fat. It's more about fat than it is protein for cows in the winter. They can typically find enough protein, but they have to have fat for energy so that they can convert that to be able to shiver, so they can produce heat, so that they can deal with
winter. I know some people that ought to be on that.
Yeah. Well, there's a few people that I've seen eat the cubes,
and
they're still here.
My daughter, she always did. One quick question. Can you feed Maxi Gain to cows, or is that an overkill?
You can. There's nothing wrong with that. You can do that if you want. Yeah.
But your cattle cubes are just as good.
Cattle cubes, you're only going to want to, if they're on dry hay or a dry pasture, you would only want to feed maybe 3.5 pounds per head per day.
Okay.
They'll get fat on them if you overfeed.
Okay.
They really will.
Yep.
They really will.
Yep. Hey, we got 1 minute left. What about tubs and minerals and stuff like that?
We can contract those as well. I've done a bunch of that in the last 2 weeks as well. We've got 32% tubs, 200-pound tubs. And the all-natural tub that I sell a lot of is the 18% all-natural.
Yep, that's what I get.
Yeah. So we can do either one of those. We're still contracting, so you can do it or not. It's up to you. We'll have spot price if you don't contract.
So if a guy wanted to contract some tubs, how many tubs are you talking about? How many pallets of tubs are you talking about? Is it a minimum, maximum?
No. You just tell me what you need, whether it's one or 400. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kent, you're the popular guy today.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm pretty popular, though, just about everywhere I go.
Okay.
I think there's a question about my sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. No, you're serious when you're on my show.
Well, I know.
Yeah. So, yes, he does have a good sense of humor. Now, we won't even discuss the rest of this conversation. thanks again, Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech here in Elk City. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank of Trust, Elk City, and Sarah America. See you guys tomorrow. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 K.